It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com sports podcast. Today, we're talking, who's your caddy? Last weekend, the hottest golfer on the planet won the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. It was his fourth win in his last six PGA starts. Before the year 2022 came along, Scottie Scheffler hadn't even won a tournament on the PGA Tour. And now, he's on fire! Woo! What changed? It was his caddy! Lafayette, Louisiana native Ted Scott previously handled PGA Tour professional Bubba Watson's bag for 15 years, and that twosome won two Masters titles together in the previous 10 seasons. But unfortunately, Bubba Watson has admitted to struggling with some anxiety-related issues in addition to a lingering wrist problem last year. The family-oriented Watson began to seriously consider retiring from professional golf at the very young age of 43. He suggested that his longtime caddy, Ted Scott, should look for another professional golfer to help assist on the bag. In what has turned out to be an incredibly fortunate series of events for all parties, the up-and-coming but winless PGA golf professional named Scottie Scheffler just so happened to be seeking a new caddy and decided to link up with Ted Scott on his bag to start the year in 2022. Ted Scott's unique personality immediately meshed up with the Texas-born buttoned-up Scheffler, and it's been pure magic out on the golf course this season. Ted Scott said recently, quote, I was going to retire last November and teach some golf. And then I got a call from Scotty and then talked to my family and prayed about it for about a week. And they said, go to work for Scotty, so here we are. And last Sunday, Scottie Scheffler, with Ted Scott alongside as his caddy, won the 2022 Masters by posting a 10-under-par score and grabbing his fourth PGA Tour win in his last six events. In less than 2 months, Scheffler has zoomed up the board from a nobody to become the number one ranked golfer in the world. And for caddy Ted Scott, Sunday's win at the Masters marked his third win in the past 11 years at the famed Augusta National Golf Club. During his first few months of 2022, pro golfer Scottie Scheffler has now earned about $9 million. Based on the traditional caddy's pay of about 10% of your pro golfer's winnings, caddy Ted Scott has now banked nearly $1 million for his own family just this spring. Bubba Watson, who also participated in this year's Masters field but finished way back at 7 over par for the tournament, was very happy for his former caddy's success. He said, very thankful and awesome for a friend of mine to have a great bag like that, right? Ted can now teach another young kid leadership like he taught me for, what, 15 years? Scottie Scheffler knows that his newest caddy, Ted Scott, is really something special. Check out the reverence which the hottest golfer on the planet is talking about his new caddy. He said, quote, Teddy is a really peaceful guy. He really doesn't react too much. We talk about pretty much every single shot. So I can't remember a shot in which he didn't help me unless I was just tapping it in. We talk about everything out there, and that helps me prepare to hit a good shot and be committed to what I'm doing. Wow, says the number one golfer in the world about his caddy. The relationship between that pro golfer and his caddy isn't simply about toting a 50-pound golf bag over 6 miles per day several times during the week. The professional golfer's caddy must be in sync with the golfer's style of play and his mental attitude. In much the same way you can open up and relate to your best friend or your spouse, the best golfing tag teams usually feature a caddy who knows the golfer's strengths and weaknesses and recognizes the best ways and the best times to help the golfer make some small physical or mental adjustments at any particular moment on the golf course. When successful, two heads can definitely be better than one. Let's say that the pro golfer is someone like Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus during his heyday. If that golfer is very intense like those two guys and has a strong-willed personality, then the best match for a caddy might be someone who accepts their role as a quiet supporter. When the golfer finally does consult with his caddy about the specific yardage or the wind direction or some other variable in the golfer's mind, that caddy better be ready to provide a very clear, short, concise answer to the golfer while conveying a very high degree of certainty about that answer. The younger and less experienced and sometimes personally shy professional golfers often hire a wise, more mature professional caddy to add experience to the team. So for 26-year-old Scottie Scheffler, the addition of the highly successful PGA Tour caddy like 50-year-old Ted Scott means that the younger golfer can now count on his caddy to bring years of course knowledge at any particular time necessary. There's no doubt that Scottie Scheffler has been counting on his new caddy every step of the way in 2022. This bond of mutual trust is a really special commodity on tour. Many professional golfers cycle through new caddies almost every season as they continue to search for just the perfect match for them. Now, in researching this story, I also learned that there is actually a Caddy Hall of Fame. That's right. Based in Chicago, the Caddy Hall of Fame was established in 1999 and since 2011 has been under the governance of the Western Golf Association. The Caddy Hall of Fame brings back some really good memories of professional golf's biggest names and their talented sidekick on the golf bag. Who can forget Jack Nicklaus and his longtime caddy named Angelo Argia? That tall, silver-haired caddy who immigrated to the U.S. from Greece worked in concert with Nicklaus for over 20 years and was part of several of the Golden Bears' 18 major championship wins. Argia's stoic attitude was a near mirror of Nicklaus's focused demeanor on the golf course. And then there's the affable Lee Trevino, whose caddy Herman Mitchell was absolutely indispensable to his golfing success. A native of Little Rock, Arkansas, Herman Mitchell, who's a very large man who weighed nearly 300 pounds and towered over Lee Trevino, was frequently seen helping his pro golfer line up important putts on the green, and frequently also engaged in some rather spicy chatter with the non-stop talking Trevino. This dynamic duo's friendly bickering usually helped reduce the pressure off Trevino and led to 6 major championships together. Tiger Woods won 13 of his major championships with caddy Steve Williams on the golf bag. Another Hall of Fame caddy, Stevie, reportedly pocketed over $12 million from his dozen years of toting the golf bag for one Tiger Woods. Now, the two would split up during Tiger's later years, but then Steve Williams took to the bag for fellow Australian golfer Adam Scott and then helped him win the 2013 Masters. Then there's longtime caddy for Tom Watson, who was inducted to the Caddy Hall of Fame too. You might remember Bruce Edwards working for Tom Watson during all 8 of his major championships and 35 PGA Tour wins. You also might remember that Bruce Edwards tragically passed away back in 2004 at the age of 49 after developing Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. There's even a female looper in the Caddy Hall of Fame. That's right, Fanny Sunnison was best known for her work on the golf bag for Nick Faldo as he won 4 major championships during their time together as a team. Fanny would later also handle the golf bag for Sweden's Henrik Stenson, and most recently she's retired from the caddy profession altogether and emerged as a golfing instructor. Since the year 1930, the Western Golf Association in Chicago has sponsored a professional caddy training school for interested high school students finishing their freshman year. After completing 3 summers of learning the ropes from a variety of PGA professionals at several golf clubs, the elite caddy group may also then receive academic scholarships to college via the Evans Scholars Foundation. There have now been more than 11,000 academic scholarships awarded to financially needy young golf caddies to apply to whatever college major that they choose as long as they maintain a 3.3 grade point average in school.
Excellent.
Though carrying a 50-pound golf bag for 6 miles in the heat sounds like a rather grueling job, and trust me, it is, the caddy profession has provided many talented golfers a unique chance to fulfill their own dream of being a vital part of the top levels of professional golf. After picking up his 3rd Masters win on the bag last weekend, Louisiana native Ted Scott may soon have a chance to hear his name added to the Caddy Hall of Fame sometime in the not-too-distant future. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.